Welcome to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We pray that this message will strengthen and encourage you. Now here's a message from one of the pastors here at the Rock.
Okay, so I'm talking to the busy woman.
Amen.
All right, I'm talking to the overwhelmed woman this morning. Maybe you're just feeling like, yeah, everyone's like, amen. Okay, you're just feeling like, oh my goodness, maybe you're at a place and you're the woman who's like, what's next? What's the next step? God, I know that there's a next step and I don't know what it is. I want to talk to you this morning. My personality is I love to do stuff. Like, I'm a hands-on person. I love to be creative. In fact, is anybody on Pinterest in here? Anybody on Pinterest? If you don't know what Pinterest is, it's a website, but you can have an app on your phone just like this, and then you can click on it and you can put DIY, which means do it yourself. So there's lots of things you can do yourself. You know, I just searched that on here and I can make do-it-yourself mini palette coasters if I want. I can make my own almond milk. I can make my own laundry soap. I can make my own tissue holders. I can make my own bath bombs. I can make my own iPod holders out of mint cases. I can pretty much do everything I've ever wanted on this phone. There's a lot of education out there, and guess what? I can do a lot of stuff through YouTube also. There's a lot of things that you and I can do ourselves. And if we're not careful, we can kind of get into a mindset with God where we live a DIY life. I do it myself. I can get through it myself. You know, like I said, I like to do creative stuff and I like to have fun and I like to decorate. But I remember I was dating this boy one time, this was back in the days, and I was dating this boy and I told him, I think I'm going to learn drums. He said, you are. I said, because I'm the personality that I literally think I can do everything. Like, I see something and I'm like, I think I can do that. Like, if you've seen my dance videos, it's because I think I can dance. Like, so you think you can dance. Like, that's me. Okay, so, but I can't. Okay, so that's why I just preach. I just stay in my lane. But so I told him, I said, I think I'm going to try and learn drums. I'm gonna learn drums. And he said, I don't think you're going to do it. And I didn't date him for very long, but truth is, I didn't do it. I started to practice maybe 2 or 3 days, and I realized this is very hard, and I can't do it myself. And this is what I'm not supposed to do. I'm not called to play drums. I can't do it myself. I look at my friend Stacy and Pastor Luke's wife, and she's just amazing. Like, she can do floral arrangements, and she is a real estate agent. And I heard the story once that she needed a painting in her home, so she just painted it. Like, she's amazing. Like, she's literally like the DIY queen. Like, she's amazing. And so she can do that because that's her lane and that's what she's been called to do. But you and I can get into a lifestyle where we look at things on this phone, or we look at the girl next to us, or we look at people and we say, well, if they can do it, why can't I do it? Can't I do everything that they do? And that's what I want to talk about this morning, is that God hasn't called us to do everything. But he has told us that we can do all things that come towards us. That what he puts before us, I can do all things that come my way. What God places before me and the dreams he sets in my heart, yes, I can do. But I don't have to do everything. Amen? So we're going to look at two stories today, and we're going to kind of parallel study them. And we're going to see one group who does it themselves, and God is not okay with it. And then we look at another guy who does it with Christ, and God is like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So go to Genesis 11, girls. Turn to Genesis 11. And I'm excited because I love Old Testament stories. Anybody like Old Testament stories? I mean, so, so good. So Genesis 11, here we have the story of the Tower of Babel. And it says in verse number 1, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is to the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they have one language. And this is what they begin to do now. Now, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. Come, let us go down there, confuse their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there God confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. This is a really interesting story. You have people who have built this tower to reach the heavens, and they're doing it to make a name for themselves, a DIY, do it yourself, get to God, build a tower, you can get to the heavens, you can reach God, you can do anything, DIY, do it yourself. And they had a plan and they had a purpose of what they were doing, but that's not how God wanted to be worshiped. That's not what he wanted. That's not what he asked for. And so here was God telling him, I am the Lord, I'm the one you serve, I am the one and only, and yet they went to their pagan ways, again, just like with Noah before the flood. So they started going backwards again, and they were trying to do it themselves. And in fact, God says, now nothing they propose to do will be withheld from them. They had gotten in such unity, they had vision, they could do it themselves, that God saw and he said, now nothing that they do will be that they propose will be withheld from them. But that wasn't God's plan. You see, you and I, we can do everything. We can do it all. Girls, you are super women. You can do anything. But what has God called you to do? Amen? What has God called you to do? Now, we look at a story of people who thought they could do it all. Now I want to look at a man named Paul. Turn to Philippians with me. Turn to Philippians 4:13. Anybody heard of this verse before? Maybe you have it memorized. But Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things. Do you know this verse? Let's say it together. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's the key. I can do all things through Christ. It's not a DIY life. It's not a do-it-yourself life. There is a door. There is a narrow gate. There is a way. There is a road. There is a path, and it's Jesus Christ. There is your strength. And here's Paul sitting in prison. In fact, let's read the verses before that. Go ahead up to me. Let's see, to verse number 11. It says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned that in whatever state I am, to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A man sitting in prison, a man writing to the church of God, and he's saying, I can do all things. Yet here's a man who cannot do everything because he is in prison writing a letter. And he needs financial help, and that's what he was talking about. And so you and I, we can get into the place where we want to do everything, but let's learn from Paul on how he said, I can do all things, which means all things that God has called me to, all things, whatever it is, to be content, to be abased, to abound everywhere in all things, I have learned to both be full and hungry, to suffer needs. He's learned it all. So let's see what he's done so that we can apply it to our lives. Are you girls ready? I have four quick points that I want to share with you. I can do all things because, number one, I have the mind of Christ. I have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. We are made in his image. I'm not God, because I'm not everything, but he's God. And I am made in his image. I have his mind. He's gonna give me the plan that I need. You see, the Tower of Babel tried to get to God. They tried to get to him in their own way, in their DIY. They tried to get to God Almighty. Yet God himself is living within us. And we are made in his image. Girls, you have power inside of you that you don't even realize. You may feel overwhelmed. You may feel like you don't know the next step, but girlfriend, stick with God. Get in his presence, and he's gonna show you how to do all things that come towards you. All things that are brought before you at this very moment. At this very moment, in 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. God's gonna give you that plan you need. Grandmas, God's going to give you that plan you need with your grandkids. Whether it's raising them, whether you're in their life every weekend, I don't know what it is, but God's going to give you that plan. Student, while you go to school, God's going to give you that plan. He's going to tell you how when you feel overwhelmed, because is anybody dealing with finals right now? I know Cheyenne is, okay? And you're going to feel overwhelmed. He's going to give you that plan. Has a relationship ended recently? And you don't know the next step because you've always been with that person. God's going to give you that plan because he's given you the mind of Christ. Are you starting a new business? Are you a newlywed? And you wake up in the morning and you think, I don't know how to do this thing anymore. I'm used to being by myself. God's going to give you that plan. One of the hardest things I ever did was stop working and go to be a stay-at-home mom. That was one of the hardest things. I heard someone got a witness right there. Amen. That was one of the hardest things because it was very easy to go to work. I knew the plan. I've been doing it for years. And then it stops and you go home. And I didn't know what to do, but God gave me that plan because I have the mind of Christ. He told me, because you have so much time, what do I do with myself? And God gave that. God's going to give that to you. In Luke 5:37, there's an interesting verse. He talks about, Jesus is talking about new wineskins. And it says in Luke 5:37, it says, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires the new, for he says the old is better. There was a way to preserve wine at the time, and it was to be put in wineskins. They didn't have bottles, okay? And so they put it in wineskins, but if you put the new wine in old wineskins, it would burst it. It wouldn't work. You would have to start new. You may need a new plan in your life. Yeah. It is a new season. It is a new place. You can do all things. Yeah. So what does Christ want you to do? What does God want you to do? You know, it's interesting. He says, and no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says the old is better. See, many times God gives us a plan, but we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for the benefit of those steps. Does that make sense? It's like we know the plan, we know what we're supposed to do, but we don't want it to age. We'd rather just go back to what we were doing. Yeah, girl, I'm telling you, God has something for you. You can do all things through Christ. He's going to give you those steps that you need. Number two, I can do all things because humility is true strength. The Tower of Babel could do anything. They could do anything. Nothing that they proposed would be withheld from them. Yet they didn't think that they needed God. They thought they could do it by themselves. They said, if I just build a tower and get to the heavens, then I can reach God. I can get what I want. And God is saying, if you read the verses next to me, he went to Abraham. He said, no, that's not what I'm doing. I'm going to come down to you. And I'm going to speak to Abraham. And we're not going to do this by works. We're going to do this by faith. Because he had a plan and he wanted to see humility and not by works. Isn't it great to say that they made bricks and they made mortar and they made this huge tower that everybody could see and everybody looked at it and it looked like strength, yet it wasn't strength. We can do this and we can do that and we can be a part of a committee and we can launch this and our Instagram feed and our Facebook feed could look awesome and amazing. But what is true strength? It's humility. And humility is simply relying on God. Pride is thinking that you don't need God. And people may say that God is a crutch. I've heard that. Well, God's your crutch. I get it. God's your crutch. No, honey. God is the very ground I walk on. He is everything. He is my salvation. He's my foundation. Every step that I take, he is with me. He's not my crutch. That's humility. Because I build on him. I walk with him. Do you need to confront yourself? I know I do every time, quite a bit. Am I being prideful? Am I being prideful, Father? You know, if I'm feeling overwhelmed, have I just taken on too much because I think I can handle it, but do I really need to focus? And I can't do everything, but I can do all things that Christ has called me to do. You know, do I have an image to keep? Do I have an image to keep, or do I just need to realize that I'm going to focus with God? I'm not going to be able to do everything. But I can do all things that he's called me to. 1 Peter 5:6, it says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. When you humble yourselves, when you rely on him, he knows what time to exalt you. He knows when you can handle it. He knows when you're going to be able to have the strength to do that thing. to do that thing that he's called you to do. God will exalt you. You know, we can't control time, but everybody has been given 24 hours, right? So I can't control time, but I can control my 24 hours. I can control that. I can't do everything. I can't control time, but I can control what I have, and that's 24 hours. You know, I'm not God. I'm not everything, but I do understand that God is everything. And when I have humility and I rely on the healer, then I can have faith and healing, but then I can also do all things and be healthy. I can exercise and I can eat right. You know, when I realize that God is everything and I'm humble on him, I realize that God is the multiplier. God is the multiplier, but I can tithe. And just like Pastor Dan was talking this weekend, and I can budget, and I can take those little steps that he needs me to take. But I realize that he is everything, but I can do all things that he asked me to do. I realize that God is salvation. I'm not salvation, God is salvation. So I can't make my children get saved or my husband get saved, but I can believe for them. And I believe that he speaks to them, and I can have faith for them because he is everything. And he's just called me to do all things that he sets before me. Amen? Number three, I can do all things because I understand I can't do everything. I can do everything, but that doesn't mean it's good for me. You see, I can do everything, but it doesn't mean that that's actually what I should be doing. It's like it's the shotgun lifestyle as opposed to, you know, the sniper lifestyle. If I focus, then I'll be able to hit the target. If I do the shotgun thing, then maybe I'll be able to, just because I can do everything, excuse me, guys, my throat, doesn't mean it's good for me. It doesn't mean it's good for me. See, the Tower of Babel said, let us make a name for ourselves. Let us make a name for ourselves. See, they wanted to do everything. They wanted to have that. You know, I remember when we went to the movies, Richard and I went to the movies recently, which we don't go very often, but we actually went to the movies. And there we had the chance, you know, we got some candy and some popcorn. And so the lady was like, do you want some butter on your popcorn? So I'm like, you know what? I can do everything, but I don't have to do it because I don't know if it's that good for me. So we decided not to. So then we stepped to the side and the lady behind us, she said, you know, I want butter on the middle and all the way around the sides. And I was like, okay. But just because she can doesn't mean she should. Yeah. And now, girl, if you want to get butter on your popcorn, there's no condemnation. But I'm just saying, just because you can doesn't mean you should. 1 Corinthians 10:23 says, you say I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. You say I'm allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. The PTA is good, and committees are good, and going to school and being married and having lots of kids, and all that's good. But all at one time, is it really beneficial? Do you know what I'm saying? It's okay to make choices. We have a long life on this earth to do many things, and it's okay if we're not doing everything. There is a point in my life where I really did make my own almond milk. Is when I stayed at home. It's a miracle. I really made my own almond milk, but I don't have to do that now because it doesn't mean that it's beneficial. You may look at your life and say, gosh, I remember when I used to hang out with my friends all the time, and now I'm married and tied down. Am I really living my life? Don't live like that. Don't live in a life of regret. Realize that you have a place and a time where you're at, and yes, you could do everything, but is it beneficial? You need to realize, is it good for you? Is it good? Even Paul, while he was in prison, he was asking for financial help. He realized he could not do everything. You may need to ask for help. You may need to say, I need, girlfriend, can you watch my kids for, you know, a couple hours a week so I can study? You know, find those little things that help you out and realize that even though you can do it, is it good for you? Get that help. And whatever God has called you to do, he's going to give you the grace to do it. You may be called to this amazing life of doing lots of things and it doesn't bother you. That's awesome. Now, girl, if you look at her and you say, well, she does it so I can do it. No, what has God called you to do now? He's called you to do the things that he set before you, not what the people around you are doing. So even though it may seem good, you're gonna have to narrow it and focus. He's gonna give you the grace to do whatever he's called you to do. Whatever he's called you to do, he's going to give you the grace to do it. You don't need to walk in fear. You don't need to walk, and it's so easy to do that. Switch into grace. Switch into grace. And then number four, the last one, is I can do all things because I can stay in my lane. Proverbs 3:6, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Seek God for your lane, girls. Seek God for your spot. We'll never forget years ago, Pastor Eleanor preached this. Stay in your spot. God has a spot for you. God has a lane for you. And your lane, it won't be always the same. You may be in a place of transition where you have your blinker on and you're just saying, God, I'm ready to move. Whenever you're ready to move, Lord, I'm ready to move. But he has a lane for you. Find that lane. Stay in that lane. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Seek God for that. Seek his will. I remember a boy when I was in youth and he thought his lane was singing. I mean, he was insistent that his lane was singing. And he did not like any of our worship leaders because they never let him sing. And he would complain to me, but he could dance. I mean, this boy could dance. He could light up a stage, and he was just, that was truly his gifting. And so the whole time he thought God was telling him to be a singer, which I wonder if it was the devil himself trying to rob him of his gifting of dancing because he was never happy with what he was really good at. What's your lane? Are you looking at somebody else's lane and you're thinking, I wish I was there. Just stay in your lane, girl. It's worthy. It's good. You're enough. It's good enough. Where you're at is good enough. And your lane, it'll morph throughout the years. You may look at yourself and say, is this it? Is this it? Is this what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? And it's it right now. It's all things he's called you to do, but you don't know what's ahead. You don't know what's going to change. Have hope for the future. Believe that God has the best for you. Amen. Believe that he has the best for you. And it's really hard when we compare ourselves to other people. You know, this makes it hard. This makes it hard. And I may be talking to the younger generation, but I believe I'm talking to the older generation too, because I know some older people, they delete their Facebooks out of frustration. And it's hard to look at people's lives and say, well, why don't I have a body like that? And why don't my kids act like that? You know, I posted a video of me, you know, me and my daughter, Juliet, she's 2.5. And I did a really quick video. And, you know, it may seem like, well, Guy, you know, her kid's so good. You know, I mean, do you know how many videos we record to have the perfect take? Okay? Like, and so, and the reason I recorded with her is because my babysitter was late and I had to record with her. And you know, and I made sure my makeup looked good because I put it on in the morning because at the end of the day, I kind of look like Heath Ledger and the Joker. And it's like, why so serious? Okay? So like, this isn't reality. But I'm going to try to look good. Like, hello? But this isn't reality. And so if I compare myself on here, that doesn't help with you staying in your lane. God hasn't called you to be anybody's highlights. So all it is highlights. I'm never going to post the lowest point in my day. Just not. Like, that's not going to happen. Okay? Nobody's going to do that. You know, there's this girl in Australia. She's 16 years old, and she became a model on Instagram. And she started making hundreds of thousands of dollars on Instagram. So you have a 16-year-old girl who has access to the whole world, and she's making money now with pictures of herself. So just recently this year, she decided to delete her entire Instagram, which is her income, which is her modeling career, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now she's 21 or something like that. And then she began to repost the pictures that she actually took of herself. And she put a real caption of what real life is. Let's go ahead and see some of the pictures. So she says, "The only thing that made me feel good that day was this photo. How deeply depressing. Having a toned body is not all we as human beings are capable of. The next thing. Real caption, paid for this photo. If you find yourself looking at Instagram girls and wishing your life was theirs, realize you only see what they want. If they tag a company 99% of the time, it's paid. Nothing's wrong with supporting brands you love. For example, I proudly promote eco and vegan meals and all that." She said, "But this has no purpose. No purpose in a forced smile, no purpose in tiny clothes or being paid to look pretty. We are a generation told to consume and consume with no thought of where it all comes from and where it all goes. So this young girl started bringing a reality of what we think is reality, right? And she actually, there was another picture she posted that it was her in a bikini, and she said, my sister took 1,000 photos of me. And I was yelling at her to take the perfect picture. So it's supposed to look like the serene thing on the beach, but the whole time she's extremely mad at her sister. She's taken 1,000 photos and it's not reality. It's not her lane. Girls, stay in your lane. Where has God called you to be? You don't need to do everything. This isn't the DIY life. We don't need to be like the Tower of Babel where we build and we work and we do all this and we do all that and we try to reach God and we try our hardest, yet God is saying, sweetheart, I've already living inside of you. Yeah. I have a purpose for you. Right. I can help you do all things. You don't need to do everything. I'm God. Yeah. I do everything. Yeah. He does everything. Yeah. We're just called to do what he brings before us. Yeah. So I want to read to you girls just a song. Again, I can't do all things, so I won't sing it. But I can read. And I want you to think about, maybe you're in a fork in the road. Maybe you're at a place where you don't know which way to turn. Maybe you're at a new place. Maybe it's hazy. I've been there where it's just hazy. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I know I'm supposed to do something. I know I'm supposed to change something. I just don't know what that next step is. God is there for you. Trust in the Lord in all your ways, and he will make plain that lane. He will make plain that path. He will show you the next step. It doesn't have to be hazy when you rely on him. But this song is called Captain. It's by Hillsong United. They released it a few years ago, and it says this: through waters uncharted, my soul will embark. I'll follow your voice straight into the dark. Sorry. I know God has so much for us, for the Rock Church, for you as a woman in your place. And I know there are many women in this room who are deeply devoted to God, deeply devoted to God. So I want you to listen to this with your heart. It says, and if the course you intend, I depart, speak to the sails of my wandering. Like the wind you'll guide, clear the skies before me, and I'll glide this open sea. Like the stars, your word will align my voyage and remind me of where I've been and where I'm going. Lost in the shallows amidst fear and fog, your truth is the compass that points me back north. Jesus, my captain, my soul's trusted Lord, all my allegiance is rightfully yours. We know we're a devoted group of girls. And he's right there with you. You don't have to do it yourself. He loves you so much. So did you girls get something out of that? Praise God. Good.
Thank you for listening to the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. If this message spoke to you, please share it with us. We'd love to hear from you. You can find more information at www.rockchurch.com.